The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. You know, can I go on a little rant about this? The 2020 elections are coming up, and I feel like the Democrats are fighting over who can give away the most free stuff. And they've got really compelling arguments. I mean, when somebody is in your face and they're talking about how they can't get health care, you feel for the person because they're sick and they need to get better. But, you know, if it wasn't for the philosophy that the Democrats and especially the far left progressives have, health care in this country would be very easy to get. It would be very inexpensive. I mean, I would like to be able to go to a doctor and have my problem fixed for under $100. That would be great. But it's not going to happen, is it? Because the politicians keep fooling the people. I mean, I guess in a sense we do get the government that we deserve. But, I mean, when somebody tells you a lie, I mean, what choice do you have? You typically think that people don't lie, especially people who are pretending to be altruistic and to care about you. You know, when they say that they're on the side of, you know, the poor and the downtrodden and the sick, why would you think that they'd be lying? That sounds very, very altruistic. Who isn't on the side of the people who are poor and downtrodden and sick? You'd have to be evil not to be. So before we get to the news, I would like to tackle a couple of their arguments and try to demonstrate how they've made society worse as a whole, despite their pretense of trying to defend the downtrodden, the poor, and the sick, etc., etc. Let's take them one at a time. Let's go after, how about, healthcare is a right. Everyone has a right to health care. Well, I mean, to me, that's like a non-argument. All right, so healthcare is a right. Just say it is a right. All right, so now what? So healthcare is a right. So what do you want to happen as a result of it being a right? You know, let people debate whether or not we've got a right to healthcare. I mean, if somebody's sick, do they have a right to be treated? If I was a doctor, I wouldn't say no to them. But what if you're not a doctor? I mean, it's not to say it's your right to be treated. To me, makes it seem like it's an inherent value that is under your control. But I don't think it is. I mean, I don't know. When somebody is, if somebody has a right to free speech, then somebody should be able to say what they want to without somebody, you know, putting them in prison for it. But there's still, you know, I don't like to say limitations, but there's still consequences if they lie about somebody and they say somebody, you know, is this way and that person's not that way. I suppose to me, when somebody says that something is a right, it implies that there are people who would want to punish you for exercising that right. But since it requires somebody else's participation, I mean, if you went out and you bought, you know, you paid someone to make you better, I don't think anybody would stop you from doing that. So to say that healthcare is a right, I don't know. I feel like the word is being used incorrectly. Now, maybe somebody can argue that, but I mean, to me, it's kind of a non-issue. It's not whether it's a right or not. It's what are you going to do about it? Whether you think it's a right or you don't think it's a right. It's like when they say everyone deserves a living wage. Okay, I mean, I don't think if somebody worked hard and they made money, I don't think anybody would argue that they weren't allowed to do that. So to me, it seems to me like those are statements that are just statements that are really kind of hard to disagree with, and that it sets up the belief that if that statement is true, then the conclusions that follow that statement are also true. But I don't think that is correct. And I don't think that you have to prove or disprove that statement in order to prove or disprove the later conclusions. So, for instance, if somebody says everyone deserves a living wage, okay. But now if somebody says this guy wants to work for you, you've got to pay him $30 an hour. Now, to me, that's wrong. If somebody says, hey, Ed, man, I'd like to work for you, but, you know, do you have any jobs that are I can't do a whole lot, right? I've dropped out of school. You know, I can't really do anything. In fact, I don't even really want to work that hard. I just want to do, I just want to wash your windows or something like that every once in a while. You know, I ought to be able to pay that person, you know, $2 an hour. To keep the sit around and, you know, if somebody puts their hand on my window, to clean up the handprint. You know, the government shouldn't be able to come in and say, no, you're not allowed to give the person that job because he deserves a living wage. And therefore, you've got to pay him $15, $20, $30 an hour. So I don't really care that much about the argument, everyone deserves a living wage. What I care about is the argument, you got to pay this guy a whole bunch of money in order for him to work for you. Now that's an argument that's none of everyone of anybody's business except for me and the guy that I'm talking to. Now I understand that the government wants their pound of flesh, and they're going to, you know, make sure that they are aware of every single activity and transaction that you take in your entire life, in your business or out of it, to make sure that they get paid a percentage of everything that you do. I understand that. But that still doesn't give them the right to tell me how much I can pay somebody. I mean, especially since it's in their best interest if I pay somebody more, because then they can get more money out of that. You know, the more money I charge somebody, the more money they get for it. And if I have to up the price of my products to be able to cover the costs of the employees to the government, the more the better. Because the government doesn't do anything. They don't sell any products. They don't offer useful services. They get their money not from selling goods and services. They get their money from taking your productivity. So whoop-de-doo and good for them. But it doesn't mean that they should be able to tell me what I can or can't do in my life, in my business, etc. And, you know, I think we know that on a visceral level. But then once you start getting into the details, now people are going to come up with examples that pull on your heartstrings, but kind of don't make sense. So somebody says, well, this person's a single mother and they've been working their whole life. You know, they're 40, they're 50 years old, and they can't afford anything. And you only want to pay them, you know, $2 an hour to wash your windows. You're mean businessman. You know, and I can take pity on that situation. You know, I don't think that you need to really denigrate the other person by saying things like, well, they made bad choices in life, you know, and they shouldn't have, if they couldn't afford it, they shouldn't have had a kid, or I don't know what, anything that you could come up with. You know, if you're arguing in the public square, I suppose, whether your argument has merit or not, we as human beings tend to want to help people who, you know, who need help, whether it was a result of their own bad decisions or not. And, Charlie Chaplin was in trouble, you know, when he was alive, right, a long time ago. And he proved through a blood test that a child that he had wasn't his. But the jury still made him pay for that kid, saying, well, someone's got to pay for him. I think that's just a good famous example of how we are in the country, you know. Now, of course, if it's you paying for it, then that's going to be another story, right? Suddenly all the sympathy goes against the person who's trying to take your money. You know, this is why Al Gore, et cetera, can fly around on their private jets, you know, to conferences preaching about how we should conserve energy. But that's neither here nor there. Oh, I don't think we need to denigrate the original sob story in order to prove that you shouldn't have to pay somebody for a service that isn't bringing benefit. See? So, I mean, if you're out arguing, maybe you would want to argue something like, well, the person who is working is also a single parent. You know, they've been working at this thing for 20 years, and they've sacrificed their family and their happiness and their well-being in order to give to others. And now you want to force this person out of business by making them pay more money than they're able to afford. And now you're going to see the shoes on the other foot. And now the liberals are going to say something like, well, if they can't afford their pay to pay their employees that much, they don't deserve to have a business. Ha! Well, I think everyone deserves to be able to run their own business. I think everyone deserves to make a living. Everyone deserves to have their livelihood. And so you see now that arguments are refuted without making the person being attacked look like the attacker, which is how liberals win so often. You know, they trot somebody out in front of the camera, and that person says, I have cancer, or my wife has cancer, and you want her to die. I said, no, we don't want her to die. We want her to live. And they say, well, she can't afford it, and you won't pay for it. So you want her to die. But the truth is that, you know, if we had the technology that we had today, and if we weren't fettered by the help that the liberals tried to give our healthcare system, would be so much more advanced. I would not be surprised at all if we had cures for cancer, you know, many years ago, and many other things that we don't even know that we've missed out on because the system is so screwed up. We pay so, there's no reason, guys, come on. I mean, I know that many, if not most of you have done this. There's no reason you ought to go to an emergency room, for instance, get checked out. You know, they don't even do anything to you. You leave and then you get a bill for thousands of dollars. Come on, man. That's crazy. You know, and I know, and everyone knows that that shouldn't be happening. And that's a direct result of government intervention. That's the result of decades and decades of liberals coming out and promising the people something for nothing. And it's not going to go away. It's going to get worse. And, you know, they say that they are so afraid of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and, you know, Bernie Sanders and all the far-left progressives. Yeah, I mean, you should be afraid of that. What's going to happen is they're going to get in. They're going to get their policies passed, fooling the people yet again, not being honest with them, or in the case of someone like AOC, the cool name for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, just a lack of understanding. And these things will get passed, and then the prices of everything will go up and up and up, and people are going to get poorer and poorer, and healthcare is going to spiral even more out of control. And then they're going to blame the rich. It's an endless cycle. Look at college tuition. You know, there was a time when people could work their way through college. It used to happen. And the liberals would say, well, it's not right that, you know, you have to work so hard to get through college. And, you know, once you have a college education, it shows that most of the people who are college educated become very successful. So everyone has a right to an education. That's it. It's your right. It's your right to be educated. You grow up in the richest nation in the world. You should be educated. So what do? They run government programs that are going to promise to pay for your education. And what do the schools do? They go, oh my God, this money is guaranteed and it's everywhere. We can't sell enough education. Let's up the cost. Let's run meaningless courses that will not improve the lives of the people who take them. And let's make a bunch of money here off of the back of the taxpayer. The forgotten man, the real forgotten man, right? The real person who's hurt by all of this. But, you know, what you would expect to happen if you are a somebody who's looked into this type of stuff and in history, you realize that if you guarantee the cost of something, then the cost of that, then it's going to go up. Because these companies and these institutions know that they're going to make money. So they offer more courses and they put in more swimming pools and rock climbing walls and, you know, degrees in, I don't know, philosophy and things that you could never use out in the job market. And the price of college tuition goes up and up and up. And then they come in and they say, oh my God, nobody can afford college tuition. The prices are out of control. Let's go ahead and make it free. Never learning the lesson. Never. So let's right now on this show try and guess what would happen if something like that passed. Okay, so just say they go, all right, well, the government is going to make it where all college is free. Okay. Well, college is free now, but it's not really, right? I mean, teachers aren't going to work for nothing. They're not going to go in, no matter how much they love the kids. You know, they say teachers are underpaid. But how could they be when they have all the kids that they love? How could they be? Education is a right. Do they want to deny someone that right? The love of the children is payment enough. Or is it? I wanted to look at the last teacher strike here. And let's see, 2018 wave of teacher strikes, a turning point for our schools. This is from Rethinking Schools, which apparently is a magazine of some kind. Let's see, West Virginia strike began late February. Some 20,000 classroom teachers and thousands of other employees shut down schools across 55 counties. That's a lot. That is a lot of unhappy teachers. Not that it matters, because, you know, they can't hit you anymore like they used to. You know, they wrap you across the knuckles. I think they go to jail or something now. So they can be mad all they want. All they're going to do is, like, give you a bad color or something. They can't even give you dunce caps anymore, right? They can't do nothing. They send you to the principal's office. You walk home. Nothing happens to you, right? They'll suspend you, get a few days off. Let me do a quick look here since we're talking about schools. I'm curious to see some of the states. Here we go. Student spending. New Jersey. Let's see. This is for a public elementary secondary school systems. Current expenditures. New Jersey is spending, the U.S. average is $11,392 per student. $11,000 per student. Nice. Good job, guys. Let's see. We have New Jersey, $18,235 per student. We've got Connecticut coming in at number four at $18,377 per student. Good old District of Columbia, $19,396 per student. That is the laboratory of learning. Alaska, $20,172 per student. Well, I can understand Alaska because they got to get them those warm suits or something. You know, they got to heat the igloos there. And then New York coming in at $21,206 per student. The pencils are made of gold. The paper is all precious metals. Oh my God, $21,206 per student. Woo! Good job, guys. Run like a well-oiled machine. And now, college will be free too. I mean, if you look at it from that perspective, it's really kind of $0 per student to the parents, right? I mean, that's what a huge benefit. If you look at it that way, I mean, the people in New York are getting a $21,206 education for nothing. And that's fantastic. Maybe the progressives have a point after all. Man, I can't wait till it's like $1 million per student. I'm a virtual millionaire just by getting my kid educated, right? I mean, if you live in New York and you've got three kids, you've effectively got an income of about $63,000, $64,000. Effectively. You know, I mean, if that's what they're spending per student, $21,206. Yeah, that's a good life right there. So let's make some predictions now. If they get free college passed, then what's going to happen is that the quality of education is going to go even further down. And let's predict that, now this might be a little bit off the rails here, but I would say that if I was a businessman and people I was getting from college were just terrible, I'd have to run my own in-house training program. Now, of course, the government doesn't let you do that because they say that you can't pay people below minimum wage, which a company wouldn't do if they weren't producing. So companies would probably either do internships. More internships are probably going to start happening. And then you'll have people complaining that they're working for free. Or companies will start charging people to work for them. So I'm going to go ahead and make that my prediction. I'm going to say the quality of education is going to go down. Teachers are still going to be unhappy. Students are still going to be happy. Parents are still going to be unhappy. And we are going to have employers, the most unhappy of all, because they're not getting good candidates, start running their own in-house training programs, which they charge for. Now, maybe we'll get more trade schools and stuff like that start popping up as alternatives. We'll see. But that's my prediction. Oh, yeah, and you know, if we start getting more trade schools, then people are going to go, wow, college is kind of useless. I got to go to a trade school to get a good job. And then they're going to start demanding that the government pay for the trade schools. I mean, this is probably already happening, right? I feel like I heard about some place going out of business because the government stopped paying for them. So, you know, if any of these predictions, you guys are probably listening to them and going, man, this already happened. That's not a prediction. You're just stating what already happened. Well, yeah, because I'm just taking things that have happened already and I'm applying them to the, if we do the same action, we get the same result. It's very easy to do. I just wish everybody would do it. You know, you don't have to be a genius to predict the future. Just look at what's happened already. So, you know, people are, or the more coverage people have now from this universal health care, they're going to have to end up paying more money. They're going to end up with worse health care. And then there's going to be some other solution down the road that we're going to have to impose in order to fix that situation. You know, I mean, it's happened again and again and again and again. All right, what else do we got here? Maybe I ought to talk about Trump a little bit. You guys like Trump? So there's a new scandal here, and apparently they've made some headway in Russiagate. Listen to this. This is from the Associated Press. Belarusian model, I gave info on Trump to Russian tycoon. So this is a Moscow Associated Press. A Belarusian model who claims to have information on ties between Russia and Donald Trump's election campaign told the Associated Press on Friday that she has turned that material over to Russian billionaire businessman Oleg Deripaska. Okay, so whatever she turned over, whatever the speculation is, let's make another prediction. Again, based on past history. This is the theme of the show today. You can guess what's going to happen based on what has happened before. So I'm going to say that this is going to lead nowhere. I'm going to say that they're not going to prove anything. And then they're not going to find any collusion between Donald Trump and Russia. And as far as the election goes. And that's that. So this is going to be another non-story.